Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sally Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brody Chanter. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown. Myself is in the chair today, the big chair, Joel, and I've got across the table,
You've got a Jen.
Got a Jen.
It's a Jen.
Yay, great to have you this afternoon,
nice
Jen.
Nice to be back, yeah.
Yes, second or third time this year.
I think it might be third.
I think it might be the third.
Yeah.
Lovely to see you.
Yeah.
That first song was one I selected, and sometimes when I'm going through my selections on a Friday and a Saturday, one song just jumps out at me. I think that is perfect 3 o'clock starter fodder. And it was Rat Boys with the second track from an amazingly titled Singing to an Empty Chair, their album, which is out in February. The track was called Anywhere, and it is brilliant. And it had clapping at the end, which was, I think, was that sealed the deal for me. We have a packed show today.
We do. There's so much stuff out.
What are we having as album of the week?
Well, it took some decision, didn't it? There was some back and forth. I decided an album, then I decided a different album, then I decided a different album. It's going to be Florence and the Machine.
It is. It's a very, very good record. And we said that you choose two tracks, and if I chose the same one as you, we would have just the two tracks played. But if I chose a third, a different one, we'd play over three song album of the week, so that's probably going to happen today. Mm-hmm. There's also plenty of other new music. Albums out yesterday included Daniel Avery, Guided by Voices, Creeper, Hit Me With a Couple More, Jen Belair, Lip Bombs.
Snowcaps, Creeper, Witch Fever.
Witch Fever, okay. Yeah, it's going to be a big week.
Yeah.
Big week. Usually on The Breakdown, one of the rules is that any song which has been brought by both parties has to be played. Mm-hmm. Usually with me and Steve, there's about six or seven tracks which fit into that category. With us, just the one.
Just the one.
And by Florence Road.
By Florence Road. Different Florence.
Different Florence. Tell me about her.
I am on the wrong bit of my notes on my phone. Yes, Florence Road. They are an Indish Irish rock quartet. Not speaking right. There you go. Joel jinxed it at the start. He'd said he'd made a mistake, so therefore I wouldn't. We'll try again. The Irish indie rock quartet, Florence Road, they've honed their sound together in a garden shed, apparently. They released the single Miss on 24th of October. It's a brand new track following their debut EP, Fallback, which was released in September. And I really love how this track starts as one thing and then turns into something completely different about halfway through.
Not just when I'm alone, not just when I haven't got you except inside my phone. Not just when I'm friends with my thoughts, not just when I'm gonna get caught, not just when I'm inside out, not just when I'm outside in, not just when I'm down by. Might as well have my head on a stake. It's when I'm having a blast, twirling around in my dress, and you'd say that I'm looking my best. Fill me up to the brim as the people cheer. I guess I'll always miss you.
I You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Is Lily Allen, and that is Dallas Major from her album West End Girl. Fully expected that to be the number one album in the charts this
week.
Yeah,
I would have thought my friend Kat would have got it there alone, because apparently she's played it at least 50 times this week.
But in at number four, Dave at number one, though. Adam chose Lily Allen as the album of the week last week, and really, there was no other choice. It's a magnificent record, which she's going to be touring in the new year, February and March. Is the Lily Allen tour, and it gets to, actually it's not February, it starts at the beginning of March, it gets to Sheffield City Hall on the 7th of that month. Before we played Florence Road, and now it's time for Florence and the Machine. Okay.
Yeah, they've released their sixth studio album, Everybody Scream, yesterday, following their 2022 album, Dance Fever. And the Halloween release date of Everybody Scream kind of underscores the record's thematic leanings towards the mystical, theatrical and emotionally raw. Florence Welsh has described the album as being deeply personal and created during a period of physical and emotional recovery and self-discovery. And lyrically and sonically, it explores ideas of power, ambition, identity, mystical imagery and female experience. So, you know, very witchy, very, very Halloween-y. And I'm here for it. And yeah, the first track I've picked from it is called Perfume and Milk.
Thank you. perfume and milk, the body in bloom, the falling leaves, the fallen fruit, the rot and the ruin, the earth and the worms, the seasons change, the world turns, the trees turn gray, and the land turns brown in a house in the woods on the edge of town. Bury it deep, swallow it down, taking the herbs, the laurel crown, doing the work and sleeping alone, downloading revelations, divine love on my phone, trying to read but getting distracted, trying to live but feeling so damaged, and all shall be well, all shall be well. Miracles are often inconvenient, and a prayer is a spell. I packed my bags and I got in the car, a pilgrimage to wherever you are. April comes with its blossoms, beaten by rain. Oh, the hope and the horror, singing daffodils again. The land it soars and the leaves turn green, and the blue stars of snow glories with the winter jasmine, clothes of silk and satin, lace and leather, the one pink ribbon that holds me together. And all shall be well, all shall be well. In the woods on the edge of town, well, healing is slow, it comes and it goes, a glimpse of the sun in a flurry of snow, the first green shoots in a sudden frost. Oh, something's gained and something's lost, the rot and the ruin, the earth and the worms, the seasons change, the world turns.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Thank you.
that was good.
It was.
That was nearly your album of the week choice, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Mm. It was a strong contender, but just got pipped to the paste by Florence and the Machine, who you heard before it with Perfume and Milk from Everybody Scream. And then, yeah, the one you've just heard, Manchester Doom Punk Quartet, Witch Fever, were one of several bands capitalising on Halloween, coinciding with album release day. And they released their second full-length album, Fever Eaten, via Music for Nations. And, yeah, that track is called Final Girl, which I'm a fan of, being a horror fan.
Yeah.
An excellent trope in horror. They are currently on tour supporting Volbeat and Bush with dates in Manchester, Birmingham and Nottingham, but they are also doing an in-store at Rough Trade in Nottingham on Tuesday, 4th of November.
Okay, some excellent details there. I've not got quite as much about this next one, but it's Lovecat, whose first album came out yesterday, following three EPs under her original, well, her name, Sophie Morgan, changed to Lovecat in 2023, has released a string of singles ahead of Vicious Delicious, and one of the tracks, which wasn't a single, and it was quite difficult to find one, is the brilliant Emma Dilemma, and you're going to hear that next on the show. That's Love Cat with Emma Dilemma from the brilliant album out yesterday, Vicious Delicious. I like at the end how it goes into a bit of the creepy fairground kind of sound. I'm a sucker for that.
I really like that. I'm going to be checking out that album. I just looked and I love the artwork for it, and it's matching with all the singles.
All the way through.
It's worth checking out the cover art for all of those.
Yeah. We haven't had a new artist yet. We're going to sort that out now with a selection by Steve, who sent this through this morning to me, saying he would love it if we could play something from this album. Very happy to, because I listened to the album in full. And it is a cracker. Dominie Hooper is the name of the artist, and I believe In This Body Lives is her first record. She was raised in Dartmoor, lives in London now, and multi-instrumentalist. And did I already say that this was on the Lost Map record label?
Don't think so.
Don't think I did. I have now. Steve said that this was a single last week. I'm not sure that it was. It is very good. Dominie is going to be playing at Harlequin in Sheffield on Sunday the 25th of January. So I think that'll be a good time to check that place out. And I'm going to play this track. It's Animal. Yeah, I'm just going to play Animal. Then we'll be back with your treble seven, Jen. Still 7 seconds left. Okay, it's gone. That was Animal by Dominie Hooper. We were enjoying that here in the studio. The album from whence it came is called In This Body Lives, and that was out yesterday on Lost Map Records. Okay, Jen, I notice the first of the tracks you've written down for your treble seven also has the telltale star next to it to indicate a new artist to the breakdown.
Yeah, new artist.
Is it going to be a female singer, female vocalist? Because we've noticed we haven't had any male voices on the show today.
No, I think we're keeping up with it. I said it was going to be witchy themed. So, yeah, you know, perhaps we'll let the boys have a go at some point in the show. But for now, it's an all-female treble seven, actually. Although I think the last artist is a band, and I think there may be male members. Who knows? But yes, anyway, the treble seven will kick off with Kia and a song called Kiss. That's K.I.S.S. In fact, it was released on the 20th of October via XL Recordings, and it's one of the singles from her new album Hook's Law, which was released yesterday. And then there'll be two other tracks. I'll tell you about them when we come back.
Very professionally done there.
Thank you.
Just to get the check, you reveal yourself, not like I expect. You are spittable, yeah, you're covering. Time to take my mind, I'm in the way. You're just a
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Thinking of being loved by somebody who might love me. Thinking of being loved and that love setting me free. Could the one be you, or could it just be me? Thinking of being loved by somebody. Thinking of the armor you pulled right off my chest. Thinking of your heart beating, slowing down my breath. Times have gotten hard, but they haven't got me yet. Fingers on the mark you left. Thinking of the home where I'd really like to go. Thinking of the dress that I'd really love to grow. Water in the dust, maybe one day a river flow. Thinking that I'd like to know. Thinking how I'd like.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Fade out there. Yes, so that was my treble seven. We started off with Kiss by Kia. Then you heard Sophie Jameson and T.O.B.L. That is the lead track from her three-track EP Stitch, which was recorded at Middle Farm Studios and released yesterday on Bella Union. And then the last one in the treble was Swim School with Waste Your Time. The indie rock trio from Edinburgh also released their self-titled debut album yesterday. The record showcases the band's blend of grunge, shoegaze and alt-pop influences, and you can catch them live at Sydney Matilda in Sheffield next Friday, the 7th of November.
Oh, next Friday. Okay. Sophia Jameson, before I check back on my records, she was, I'm pretty certain, the very first act to play in Sydney Matilda's gallery room when she supported Lansons on the Lake a couple of years ago, because I believe that was the first gig in there, and she played first and was fantastic.
Good coincidence.
I'm going to exercise my right to play my biggest song of the day, and it's over 7 minutes.
It's a whopper.
It's a whopper. It's the first play on the Breakdown Five. It's for some boys.
We'll let them in. We'll let them have a go.
First male voice you're going to hear on the show today. Irish six-piece Madra Salak, who have announced their EP, debut EP, It's a Hell of an Age, to come out in January. The second single, I Was Just a Boy, came out came through sessions where they riffed around and then they realised they had a seven-minute track on their hands. I heard it today for the very first time and I thought, we're having a bit of this. So, it's called I Was Just a Boy, and we'll be back on the other side of this. Go and make yourself a cup of tea. Whack the radio up loud.
Little hands with blisters perched so still in your upstairs bedroom on your windowsill. I thought I was dreaming, I was wide awake. You were all I had, love. Ah, for heaven's sake, I was just a boy. Just a boy then, I was just a boy then, I was just a boy.
And it wasn't heaven, and I wasn't
was a big un.
It was, but it was a good un.
Yeah, Madras Salak. I Was Just a Boy, second single by the band, who are going to be playing at Live in Leeds in a couple of weeks' time. 2 weeks today, in fact. Also, other dates around the country, but that's the closest they get to Sheffield for now. Okay, a double now, and I notice this is a double of new artists. The first one in particular, well, the first one does surprise me.
So it is a band called The Orchestra Brackets For Now, and I thought you would have played them as well before. The London-based seven-piece have a sweeping genre-blending sound that's been described as London prog, and I think that's going to appeal to any fans of Squid and Black Country New Road. The track Impatient opens their latest EP, which is called Plan 76. That was released yesterday and showcases their usual mix of dramatic piano, strings and rock energy. You can catch them live in Sheffield at the Hallamshire Hotel on the 13th of November.
Again, it was the plan, but it has failed to hit. Undress me here, let's get it.
Hi, this is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Call me the long-haired cat in your window. Wait for you to get back, I don't miss you. I don't think about us, it might be nothing. It's just kind of serendipitous. I'm running through traffic, nailing up the pennant. I'm working your name into every other sentence. Go down, you take me down with you, and you go.
was lovely. So Orchestra for Now was first.
Yep, with a track called Impatient. And then that was Snowcaps with a song called Heathcliff. There was a surprise drop yesterday of the Snowcaps album. It's a surprise self-titled debut album, and it's been made by twin sisters Alison and Katie Crutchfield, better known for Alison being in the band Swearin', and Katie is Waxahachie.
Power duo.
Yeah, and they are backed up on the album by Brad Cook and MJ Lindemann. Who, as Joel said, is everywhere at the moment. No information on whether they'll be touring that album or not, but it's very good and worth a listen.
Excellent. Howling Bells are back. They have their first album in 12 years coming out in February called Strange Life, and the second track from it was released 2 days ago. It's called Heavy Lifting. So we'll play that now. Good to hear Howling Bells on the show. Joannetta Stein sounding very, very good there. We have time for one more in this hour, and I'm still deciding which one to play. Okay, would you like to hear something from Mr. Kitty or Twen?
I like kitties, so how about Mr. Kitty?
Let's do it. It's the one I have least information about, but I'm happy to do it. The single appeared yesterday called In the Night from Mr. Kitty. I think there was an album a couple of years ago, maybe back... Oh, going back 5-6 years now. No, I was right. There was an album 2 years ago called Unreal Volume 2 and Unreal Volume 1. I'm talking now. I need to play this song. I'll do it. Did I say it's called In the Night? Well, it is.
Or do you wanna let me in? Creating shadows, do you feel them on your skin? Look in my mirror, do you see me as a ghost? Be a ghost. The candles burning, disappearing in the wind. We bathe in moonlight, something awakens within. And now I see you, is this what you really are? You are. In the night, in the night.
my hand into the dark. I'm not grotesque, I'll let you pick up on my heart. You're in a rush, where do you think you have to go at this hour? A porcelain doll is sitting idle on the shelf. It gets to dance upon a dream I'm bound to know. The night around discovers everything you know. All you know.